Hello, everybody. This is Danny from Paso Tile and Stone, where elegance is made affordable. You know, actually, people have told me, I miss your commercials. Well, this commercial is a thank you commercial for all the contractors. We have 35 regular contractors that buy from us consistently. Thank you to them. Thank you for the homeowners for all the repeat business. We had a great year last year, an increase of 33%. So thank you for that. How about we celebrate by giving you prefabs for $99? We have tile for 99 cents. We have luxury vinyl for $1.99 to $2.99. We have buy one, get one free slab. So come on down to our showroom for tile and slabs, 3850 Ramada. And for luxury vinyl and cabinets, please come to 447 North Main Street, Templeton. Blessings to you and your family. Thank you.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Brianna Murrow.
In playoff hockey, the Avalanche have defeated the Kings 2-1 in overtime to take a 2-0 series lead. The Mammoth beat the Golden Knights 3-2. The Bruins outscored the Sabres 4-2, and the Lightning beat the Canadiens 3-2 in overtime. In the NBA playoffs, the Lakers have taken a 2-0 series lead after they defeated the Rockets 101-94. LeBron James had 28 points, 8 rebounds, and 7 assists in the win. Kevin Durant had 23 points in the Rockets' loss. The Blazers stole Game 2 in San Antonio. They defeated the Spurs 106-103. Victor Wembanyama entered concussion protocol. He'll undergo additional testing on Wednesday. The 76ers beat the Celtics 111-97 in Boston. And in baseball, the Mets have lost 12 straight after falling to the Twins 5-3.
You've been told that January 6th, or J6, was a violent insurrection against the United States by a group of angry fringe MAGA supporters. Was it real, or was it staged to look like one? The 2021 film Capital Punishment scratched the surface with rumors and theories. The War on Truth, being shown at movie night 6 p.m. April 23rd at Republican headquarters, will finally provide video evidence and eyewitness testimony as to what really happened. Pizza, sodas, and snacks are available with your $20 donation. Ad paid for by the Republican Party of San Luis Obispo County.
Some people leave the town that raised them, and some stay long enough to change it. In a place where everybody knows your name, one local woman learned patience, grit, and beauty. She polished her craft in quiet corners, collected 12 national design awards, and came home carrying more than just success. She isn't launching jewelry. She is revealing something deeper. Pieces shaped by memory, by resilience, by everything the people around her helped her become. It's simple, but not ordinary. But when it arrives, you'll know it was always meant to be here. Coming soon, Lindsay Jane at K. John's Jewelry Company.
The savings are warming up at your camping and clothing headquarters for the North County D&J Camping and Clothing. 20% off Wrangler men's and women's pearl snap shirts. Wolverine boots 20% off. And at D&J, you'll find rattlesnake-proof gaiters and chaps, along with all the camping gear, including tents and sleeping bags and all the accessories. Don't forget, gift certificates are available and special orders are welcome. D&J Camping and Clothing, 24th and Park in Paso Robles.
Now, KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 22nd, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
County District Attorney urges reversal of overturned murder conviction. Paso Robles City Council receives quarterly update on homelessness. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 43 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
Local news is sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton, your European auto repair specialists. The California 6th Appellate District Court overturned the conviction of a murder case on Friday. In 2012, Antolin Garcia was convicted of first-degree murder of 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. The court ruled that the error was due to trying the murder case with attempted kidnappings of a separate victim 3 years earlier. District Attorney Dan Dow has released a statement alongside the California DA's Association, disagreeing with the overturning. Dow's statement said, quote, "Joinder of crimes into one trial exists to ensure that juries see the full pattern of predatory behavior. If we start unraveling those protections, we don't just risk one case. We risk a justice system where grieving families wait even longer for answers." The statement from the CDAA similarly says that Sierra's family now faces renewed uncertainty as the case returns to the courts, and that the witnesses and victims are now asked to relive trauma. From yesterday's rain, the County Environmental Health Department has issued a reminder to the public to avoid ocean water contact during and at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Runoff from rain is known to transport high levels of disease-causing organisms into the ocean, which can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. Surfers, swimmers, and others are advised to avoid contact with ocean water during these next 3 days, especially in close proximity to creeks, rivers, storm drains, and other sources of runoff. Passerville City Council receives quarterly update on homelessness. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 8:11. The Autobahn team services and repairs Mercedes, BMWs, Volkswagens, Porsches, Audis, Volvos, Range Rovers, Acuras, Lexus, and Sprinter minivans. The Autobahn can do the smog check you need and smog repairs on vehicles 2004 or newer better than anyone in the county. The Autobahn has the latest equipment to diagnose your car and can do most warranty work. Why not maintain your vehicle to keep it running longer and running at peak performance? For better mileage on your fuel consumption and a better performing vehicle, call the Autobahn in Templeton. For smog checks, service, or repairs, make an appointment today. 805-434-2200. That's 805-434-2200. KPRL News continues at 8:12. Passerville City Council received a quarterly update last night regarding homeless services during its meeting. The update was presented by the city's homeless services manager, Ashley Hernandez. Here are some snippets of that presentation now.
This quarter alone, January to March, approximately 160 individuals are reflected in the county's homelessness data system. While only 75 emergency shelter beds are available, in addition, permanent housing capacity remains extremely limited, with waiting lists that can extend up to 10 years in North County. This creates an important dynamic. Even when outreach and services are working, outcomes can appear stagnant. This is not simply an effort issue, it's a capacity issue. At the same time, individuals are continuously entering or re-entering the system. Our permanent housing capacity is limited, so people exiting appear slow, creating pressure throughout the entire system. This is why progress can be difficult to see without data, and because the system is dynamic, it is not static. This quarter alone, 85 individuals were unable to access a shelter bed due to capacity constraints. And that reflects only those documented within the homeless services or homeless management data system for the county. That doesn't reflect the people that everyone or that we, our community action team, and myself see in the riverbed day to day.
As this was a presentation, there was no action taken, though council received comments critical of the handling of homeless individuals in the Black Oak area. Later in the meeting, council approved to join the San Luis Obispo County Homelessness and Affordable Housing Compact, an effort to consolidate data on homelessness in the county for strengthened, coordinated responses between incorporated cities. In its March 25th meeting, the Paso Robles Area Groundwater Authority Board approved a proposed Prop 26 framework alongside its fiscal year budget. The board proposed to charge agriculture, public water system, and commercial groundwater users based on a volumetric fee structure, and to place these charges on the property tax roll. Collected fees would go to funding PRAGA's budget for groundwater sustainability. In its next meeting today, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the fee. A draft fee report will be made available to the public at least 20 days ahead of the hearing. Staff is proposing to set the hearing date for May 27th. You can attend the meeting this afternoon in the Norris Room at Centennial Park in person or watch online at 4 p.m. The California Mid-State Fair hosted the 2026 Central Coast Olive Oil Competition and has announced its award recipients. Entries are judged under strict international standards according to the fair, evaluated on their aromas and flavor. After extensive blind tasting tests, Sunshine Olive Oil is the Templeton-based oil, won 2026 Olive Oil Producer of the Year. Other awards went to Cobram Estate for Best Show Delicate, Rio Bravo Ranch for Best of Show Medium, and Hard Rock Ranch of San Miguel for Best Show of Robust. Award-winning oils will be on display during the Mid-State Fair. The honor to Sunshine will be commemorated with a custom championship belt buckle and a billboard on Highway 101 near the Cuesta Grade. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens and downtown area next weekend. The festival starts Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m., then kicks off again Saturday, May 2nd, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Fiesta Friday will feature a variety of tamale vendors, adult beverages from the Central Coast Zoo Foundation, and live music with the Zongo All-Star Band. Then the main event will take place Saturday with over 100 vendors on display, about 20 selling tamales. Entertainment for the day will feature MC Francisco Ramirez, ranchero artist Manuel Enrique, the famous dancing horses, mariachi bands, ballet folklorico, and the Paso a Pasito folklorico dance group. Live music will also round out the entertainment, along with obstacle courses, bounce houses, bungee jumps, and more. Winning tamale vendors of the Best Tamale Contest will be announced by noon. Don't miss the 10th Annual Atascadero Tamale Festival. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Giants beat the Dodgers 3-1, the Athletics over the Mariners 5-2, the Blue Jays beat the Angels 4-2, the Padres shut out the Rockies 4-0, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox. The Padres shut out the Rockies 1-0, the Yankees shut out the Red Sox 4-0. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Giants, the Padres will go against the Rockies, the Angels will face the Blue Jays, Athletics will go against the Mariners, and the Yankees will face the Red Sox. In the NBA playoffs yesterday, the Lakers beat the Rockets 101-94. In California news, six of the candidates for California governor are set to step into a debate stage tonight at Cron 4 San Francisco studio. The candidates president will be Republicans Steve Hilton and Chad Bianco, and Democrats Tom Steyer, Xavier Becerra, Katie Porter, and Matt Maha. Mail ballots are scheduled to be delivered to voters early next month in advance of the June 2nd primary. A third Californian this year has died from a rattlesnake bite. A 78-year-old woman was bitten multiple times by a venomous snake on a rural property in Redwood Valley in Mendocino County April 8th. She was taken to the hospital, but later died of her injuries on April 10th. The species of snake that delivered the bites have not yet been identified. After ending her campaign, California State Controller Betty Yee has endorsed Tom Steyer in the race for governor. Tom Steyer has been one of the leading Democratic candidates in the crowded race, although Xavier Becerra has risen among polls since the departure of Eric Swalwell. Local news was sponsored by the Autobahn in Templeton. KPRL News Time is 8:18.
This is Tim Hamrich of the Ag Information Network with your Farm of the Future report. Protein sovereignty is the idea that families can take steps to produce their own meat, milk, and eggs. Zach Smith originally marketed his rotational grazing equipment company, Stock Cropper, to large-scale commercial farmers, but he's since pivoted his efforts toward this protein sovereignty community, which he says he's a part of himself.
I knew that there was something important with this protein sovereignty space because I've been living it myself. My family's grown all of our own protein for the last 15 years. I've raised my kids this way. My girls were, you know, when they were 5 years old, out in the yard, you know, butchering. And I've had a lot of other friends and family that have come into that with me. So we would grow a dozen hogs either in the stock cropper or in my barn here. And we'd invite people to come together and butcher in the fall. And, you know, it would change people's outcomes. I mean, my brother-in-law, you know, he had a daughter that was a vegan, and until the stock cropper pork and dad going and doing the butchering and the family raising it together, it changed her, you know, viewpoints. Now she's back eating meat again because, you know, she can feel comfortable with how the animals were raised and participating in the system. So there's something deeper in meaning in this protein sovereignty space. This isn't about cost per pound of the protein. It's about the cost per experience. And that's why I really think this is a powerful thing we're on to here.
Smith sees this trend toward homesteading and protein sovereignty continuing.
Hello everyone, Kyle Schaub inviting you to the Koenig Ranch Reds 17th annual production sale Thursday, May 7th at Glasgow Stockyards. 100% registered 1A Red Angus, range developed birth to finish with herd building and stayability genetics that are second to none. Selling 42 two-year-old bulls from the top third of the crop and 30 registered open heifers. Consistent, reliable cattle. The Koenig Ranch Red Angus sale Thursday, May 7th, Glasgow, Montana. Bid live on Cattle USA.
California farmers know there's no margin for error when it comes to irrigation. Rising electric costs, an uncertain grid, and aging diesel engines put your yield at risk. Propane-powered irrigation engines deliver high performance with fewer emissions than diesel and reliability the electric grid can't match. Upgrade to propane and earn up to $10,000 by submitting performance data through the Propane Farm Research Program. Learn more at propane.com/farmfunding.
This is Tim Hammerich with the Ag Information Network.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Brookside Christian Academy in Atascadero, formerly known as North County Christian, is having their first annual Spring Gala on May 8th at the Atascadero Lake Pavilion. Let's support this wonderful school that is providing our children with a Christian classical education and spiritual discipline and the tools to master academic skills while pursuing the truth. The Brookside Academy Gala theme is Let Goodness Grow. Please buy your tickets or make a donation at brooksideacademy.com.
KPRL News continues at 8:21. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. With California facing a below-average snowpack and recent warm temperatures triggering early snowmelt, farmers anticipate constraints on their irrigation plans, especially those who farm south of the Sacramento-San Joaquin River Delta. Some technologies and methods are emerging to help farmers adapt their irrigation practices. Improvements to modern drip emitters have allowed growers to ration water and deliver it directly to their crop's root zone. And now different kinds of software are being integrated into those systems to squeeze out more savings, said Eric Haddon, executive director of the Water, Energy, and Technology Center at California State University, Fresno. It is about smart management, Haddon said. The newest advancement in that field is the integration of AI and the ability to analyze the data, look at it, and make decisions. Food and Farm News brought to you by Joe's One Niner Diner. Breakfast and lunch 7 days a week at the Paso Robles Airport. Traffic update brought to you by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. Weather brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon at K. John's Jewelry Company in Atascadero. One designer, one vision, Lindsay Jane. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s, northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies tonight with low 40s, north-northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Sunshine with some cloudy intervals tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s, north winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is partly cloudy on Friday, cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy Sunday through Wednesday next week. Low 70s Friday, low 60s Saturday and Sunday, mid-60s on Monday, low 70s on Tuesday, 72 a week from today. Currently it is 44 degrees and cloudy with fog in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Lindsay Jane, coming soon to K. John's Jewelry Company. Luxury jewelry designs from the heart by Lindsay Jane. KPRL News time is 8:23.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Susan Lee, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Stocks are rallying following news that the U.S. ceasefire with Iran has been extended, even though it was explained that ceasefire is not open-ended. It will be only 3 to 5 days. Brent crude, the global benchmark, though, is back up to $100 a barrel. Boeing is reporting a much better-than-expected quarter. The stock's up 2%. Its loss was much smaller than a year ago, and demand for commercial jets picked up. Energy company GE Vernova shares are rallying up nearly 13% after reporting an upbeat quarter. GE Vernova supplies energy systems for AI data centers. Best Buy CEO Corey Barry will leave her role at the end of October. Another Best Buy executive, Jason Bonfig, will take over. Shares are down more than 3.5%. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Coselda, invested in you.
You didn't want to buy gold when prices were rising. Then you waited when gold pulled back. Now you're stuck in the middle, unsure what to do next. Speak with a precious metal specialist now at NobleGoldInvestments.com. Get the answers you need to stop guessing and move forward with confidence. Their team makes it simple to gain real investor knowledge and insight. Stop trying to time the market. Start spending time in it. Don't let the market move without you. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
When it comes to selling your home in the North County, one agent can only do so much.
That's why we show up as a team.
I'm Seth Peek.
And I'm Karen Peek.
And we're the Peek team.
And equal partners in every sale.
Pricing, marketing, negotiations.
We both do it all.
Two professionals reviewing every detail.
Two voices advocating for you at every step.
We tag team the work.
So nothing gets missed.
One mission.
Sell your home with minimized headaches.
We're the Peek team.
At Peek Realty.
And we work together for you.
Thinking about selling your home in North County? Reach the Peek team at Peek Realty. Just Google Peek Realty. That's P-E-E-K Realty. The Peek team at Peek Realty live wonderfully on the Central Coast.
DRE number 021-99910.
Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in Paso Robles is open for lunch and dinner 7 days a week. That means you can treat yourself to some of the best Chinese food around any day or every day of the week. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant in the Albertson Center on Niblick Road in Paso Robles. Dine in or for takeout or delivery. Call 805-238-9229. Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant, 238-9229. Open every day.
Right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM. It's coming up. It's Bella Jewel's upcoming buying event, and you'll be able to speak with a state specialist who will give you items a free, no-obligation offer. It's May 19th through the 21st. They buy gold and silver jewelry, diamonds, coins, and currency, also artwork, antiques, and much more. And if you choose to sell your items, they offer immediate payment. So don't miss this opportunity to get paid for your unused valuables at no cost to you. Call or text Bella Jewel, 805-238-2231.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Mid-State Precious Metals is open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. in Atascadero, across from the movie theater. If you're looking for an appraisal or quote on your gold or silver, go see Ron at Mid-State Precious Metals for a free quote. With gold and silver at an all-time high, this is the time. They are one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast, and they can walk you through the steps to buy and sell with no commitment. Check them out at MidStatePreciousMetals.com or stop by anytime in Atascadero, Tuesday through Friday.
Chronicles of the West on KPRL is brought to you by Mid-State Precious Metals near the movie theater in Atascadero, one of the highest-paying bullion dealers on the West Coast. MidStatePreciousMetals.com, open Tuesday through Friday, 10 to 3.
This is Dakota Livesay chronicling another true story taken from the 1800s, a time known to all as the Old West. From 1820 to 1835, Apache Indians had been at war solely with Mexico, killing at least 5,000 Mexicans in Sonora alone. But because of an incident in 1837, that anger was also directed to Americans. In the Apaches' battle against Mexicans, woodcutters were slain in the forests, sheepherders shot in the pastures, travelers killed along the roads, settlers left dead in their huts, and women and children taken captive. Between 1820 and 1835, over 5,000 Mexicans were killed in Sonora alone. And in Chihuahua, the situation was even worse. But north of the border, the Chiricahuas and Chief Compa were friendly to the Anglos, often returning any stock mistakenly taken. Part of the reason was that the Anglos supplied Compa and his men with guns and ammunition to fight the Mexicans. But a trader named John Johnson changed everything. Johnson had been trading around Sonora and was well treated by the Apache. During this time, the Sonoran governor had offered a bounty for the scalp of Apache men, and Johnson decided to participate. On April 20, Johnson arrived at Compa's camp. Compa had received information that Johnson was on his way looking for scalps. But Compa couldn't believe that his friend would do such a thing. When Johnson arrived, Compa confronted him, and Johnson swore he wouldn't do such a thing. For 2 days, they traded, and about 10 o'clock on the third day, Johnson unveiled a small cannon and fired into a group of Indians that were gathered for trading. Johnson and his men then scalped everyone, including Compa. From that time forward, the Chiricahua waged war on both sides of the border, and the areas that were to become the New Mexico and Arizona territories were seldom at peace. You've just heard another story from Old West Radio. I'm Dakota Livesay.
Mars Megastorage, your state-of-the-art storage solution on the Central Coast. Mars Megastorage can store your RV, boat, car, household, or commercial items in your own fully enclosed unit or covered storage space. Our on-site amenities include security cameras throughout, gate access from 6 a.m. to 10 p.m. with your own personal gate code, 17-foot high steel walls for extra security, fully paved, and a wash rack with professional pressure washer, buckets, brushes, and soap, as well as a dump station, all while providing our guests the highest quality of customer service. We encourage you to come see all the guest features we have to offer. At Mars Megastorage, we strive to give you the best possible storage experience at the best possible price. Big or small, we store it all. Mars Megastorage, 101 Wilsona Road in Paso Robles. Call us at 467-3200 or visit marsmega.com.
Junior, you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
Wine Country Theater presents, and the winner is,
a very funny modern-day morality tale that spoofs Hollywood and all of our crazy ambitions. Tyler Jones, a self-obsessed movie star, is finally nominated for an Oscar, but dies the night before the awards. Can he negotiate a return to Earth for the big night? Wine Country Theaters, and the winner is April 10th through 26th. For tickets, go to winecountrytheater.org. winecountrytheater.org.
Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services, serving the North and South Counties. Call 805-460-0650. The California 6th Appellate District Court overturned the conviction of Antolin Garcia for the 2012 murder of 15-year-old Sierra Lamar. The overturning was due to trying the murder case with attempted kidnappings of separate victims. Dan Dow released a statement alongside the State DA Association, disagreeing with the overturning. Pass Robles Area Groundwater Authority will be meeting this afternoon at 4 p.m. at Centennial Park's Norris Room. In the meeting, PRAGA will consider an agenda item to set a hearing date for adopting the Prop 26 fee on groundwater use. You can attend in person or watch online. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 45 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Story Termite and Pest Control Services. No matter how big the problem, you'll appreciate the professional and affordable pest control service. Call 805-460-0650.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. President Trump changes the ceasefire timeline again this morning.
President Trump says he's only extending the ceasefire 3 to 5 days, according to White House officials. The president posting about the ceasefire on Truth Social, saying, quote, based on the fact that the government of Iran is seriously fractured, we have been asked to hold our attack on the country of Iran until such time as their leaders and representatives can come up with a unified proposal.
Fox's Lucas Tomlinson at the White House. Iran firing on 3 ships in the Strait of Hormuz, seizing 2 of them today, just hours after President Trump extended the ceasefire last night. Virginia votes to change its congressional maps, benefiting Democrats, but the state's highest court must approve that map. Boeing reports a much smaller loss in the recent quarter and improving demand for its planes from commercial airlines. America's listening to Fox News.
What's the latest news in Paso Robles? It's the grand reopening of the San Paso Truck Stop. The nationally acclaimed cheapest price fueling station in the county is launching its grand opening after a year of historical remodeling restoration. Tired of recent high gas prices? San Paso Truck Stop ranks among the lowest fuel prices in the state. The San Paso Truck Stop has everything you need for busy families and truckers alike. Find out why everyone is traveling to the corner of Wellsona Road and Highway 101. That's the San Paso Truck Stop, open 24/7.
Adler Belmont Insurance Brokers welcomes Heather Bordan to its team of commercial property casualty professionals. With more than 20 years of experience, Heather can design insurance solutions that protect your business. Whether you're a contractor, winery owner, farmer, rancher, or manufacturer, Heather is the right person to survey your needs and develop innovative solutions to protect your most important asset. Contact Heather today, 805-540-3900, or Heather at AdlerBelmontGroup.com.
It's time to play. Paso Robles Golf Club is North County's best golf course as voted by you. Play the best condition course on the Central Coast. Visit the Paso Robles Golf Shop and upgrade your game with new gear, clubs, grips, and repairs. Take a lesson or join the Sip and Swing Clinics. Play the weekly 9-hole games, Monday Shamble and Thursday Scramble. Don't miss the monthly co-ed tournaments. Finish your round at Deeds Bar and Grill. There's no place like it. Paso Robles Golf Club on Country Club Drive in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Paso Robles Glass. They are the replacement window masters. Cloudy becoming, a little cloudy and a little sunny. So you'll get both. Enjoy. Upper 60s on your Wednesday. And tonight and overnight, mostly clear. Lows in the low 40s. Sun and a few passing clouds on your Thursday with highs reaching the mid-70s. Friday, we will have temperatures in the low 70s. Saturday, clouds low 60s, mid-60s. Sunday, Monday, upper 60s. Tuesday, low 70s. Same Wednesday of next week. Today's UV index will be 9, up and down. 6:22 a.m., 7:42 p.m. We are at 46 degrees. Weather was brought to you by the good folks at Paso Robles Glass. You'll love the Milgard Trenzik Series windows and the doors. All right. Coming up this afternoon on Sound Off, Mr. Gorham will be in for Karen. She's busy working on things, and he'll be talking with Danielle Goodrow Nicholas, the president of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, and then also talking about the proposed water tax. So it never goes away. Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of speech is brought to you by Reds on Tie Plumbing. They'll be there. Just give them a call. On the backstretch, headed for home, 238-5775, which you can text 238-KPRL.
Do you like the Morning Exchange? KPRL.
Good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. This is Linda George. I wasn't going to call in today. I am just baffled as to what meeting Counselor Chris Bausch was at last night. You know, I talked with Ashley and Linda Belcher at the break of the meeting yesterday, and I expressed some of the concerns of some of the advocates that are out here. I would like to point our city and Counselor Bausch to Huntington Beach. They are one of the few cities in the state that have almost essentially eliminated visibility of homeless problems, demanding, I think they have an ordinance that demands that requires them to take treatment or basically leave. I think our homeless situation is absolutely manageable and fixable. He is correct. There's always going to be homeless people, especially in California, because the cost of living is so high. Ashley has done a great job of making reports. That doesn't mean she's not capable. What I heard Counselor Bausch say earlier and last night at the meeting, Ashley has been very capable at policing and cleaning up the riverbed. Okay. He said she's not there to house. Au contraire, mon frere, that is what us advocates wanted, was a homeless advocacy person that would work directly with the homeless. We have a Kimberly Booth, a private citizen, who has placed 12 people on her own at Haslow. So there's a real disconnect here. And so when I spoke with Linda Belcher last night and to Ashley, I said, listen, I spoke with all the advocates, and they want a resource center. So when Bausch said, we contain them and we know that's not what people want to hear. Well, you can't say clean out the riverbed but keep them down there at the same time. There's got to be a way out. So at first I was going to disconnect myself from the homeless because I've done it my whole life from the age of 18 until 48. But I see that the blind is leading the blind. If the council is the one who, and I read that homeless strategic plan, and it's a Ty Lewis, Elizabeth Hull word salad. It doesn't say anything. And even with the county Linda presented last night, their main goal is to use law enforcement. So they're going to continue countywide with law enforcement being their primary contact to the homeless. That is what the homeless doesn't respond to. You bring a cop, a CAT team, somebody that'll police you immediately, they don't cooperate. So, you know, at first I was a little... Go ahead.
Linda, let me just, got to ask questions.
Sure.
If law enforcement is there for a reason for all of us in a community, and if I don't want to listen or follow law enforcement because I don't want to, what would happen to me?
Well, see, and that's the thing, because there's a bigger picture.
Well, what's the answer? What would happen to me is my question.
Gotcha. So Care Court is now in this county. So with the worst of the worst, the ones that like Huntington Beach did, was if you don't want services, you got to go. Well, they got a lot of people into services. So the answer to that question, and I just lost my thought, is that we need to make sure that the people know that it is a rule, and if not, then law enforcement should deal with the remainder of the people who don't want help. I would like to see Paso dwindle, for lack of better words, our homeless down to just the most mentally handicapped that require police and or psychiatric intervention.
Well, for those who don't want help, because you know this, there's a lot of programs out there. So if they don't want help, why should we spend any more money on them?
Well, you know, I get it, and I understand that. Let me bring it down to a different level. My cousin lives in the encampments in Santa Maria. We've tried to get her out. And this is what I'm going to say. She has learned to live on the streets. So in homelessness, there are two categories. There are street people, and there are people like you and I who are one paycheck or one tragedy away from being homeless. The street people are all, you know, went back to the Lanterman Act back in the, you know, when, especially in the 90s when Agnew's, everybody, the state hospitals started closing. Now we got the jails closing. So that brings a whole new element into our homeless. We have criminal, okay, because of all the jails that the state closed. Those are the people that should be handled by law enforcement if they don't want help. In my experience of working with homeless people, if you tell them this is the way or leave, they will make that choice.
Well,
okay.
I have a different, I don't know, a viewpoint or thought on if they don't want help. If they don't want help, then you don't help them, and nature will take its course.
I understand that, and, you know, part of the reason why Care Court is here is for those people that don't want help. I don't think it's an effective tool. Dan Dow, they said they were going to make it work, so maybe this is the time to make that Care Court work in our county and have these the same people who refuse help to go through a Care Court. I understand the restrictions are different now, so maybe we can get some relief from those street people. But as far as even when I was growing up in San Jose, you know, when they shifted them from state hospitals into boarding care homes, you know, our problem isn't as bad as people perceive. It's annoying, but it's not as bad. I think that in Paso, we can actually take a big bite out of this elephant. Absolutely.
All right. Did you hear the question, the pretend question I asked Chris last hour, if we got all these homeless people that are working for the government into one room and said, if you fix this, do you know that you're out of a job? What would their expression?
I agree with that. I agree with that. I think that Ashley should be working herself out of a job. I think that should be her goal. I think that we can get a nice, good system in Paso Robles, not the county, not in conjunction with the county health, but we need our own system here for our own homeless in this city. That's what we thought she was hired for. So we were all very frustrated last night when yet again she came out with another report working with the county.
All right, maybe that's a good point to make it more localized than have it this big sweep of being under the control of the county. You may be right.
Yes. Well, that's what I wanted to give input. I just don't know what meeting Councillor Bausch was at last night, because Ashley did a great report. She did a great job. She's a great person. But that doesn't mean that we expected more results within a year as advocates.
All right. When I see Chris at the gas station, I'll ask him if he went to the meeting last night.
I don't know where he was. I was there till almost 11. That was a five-hour meeting yesterday. You guys have a great day.
All right, 238-5775 on the text. What is this woman's city salary for homeless service manager? I don't know exact, but somehow I'm remembering 130 to 150 plus the benefits. Don't quote me on that, but I think it's in that range. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Lots of things today. I have the homelessness. Let's see here. Combination of provide permanent housing without preconditions. See, that gets to my point, my question with the last caller. You and I have to go along, follow the rules, follow the laws, pay our taxes for these type of programs. And if we don't follow, we have conditions, but we're supposed to provide people with stuff and there's no preconditions. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. My comment was all this lady did was identify the problem that we already know what the problem is, and then she didn't provide any solutions, of course, but my comment was I got more out of Echo's report than I did out of hers. At least Echo's trying to solve the problem.
Are they?
Well, they're trying. That's more than she did, right?
I don't know. Echo's been along around how long?
Well, a long time, started in Atascadero. They have in their report, they provided results. She didn't provide any results, so all she did was identify the problem. We already know the problem.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Bye. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Again, ask these groups. Okay. Let's see. What else do we have here? Provide immediate permanent housing, of course, with the voluntary support. That is usually short-lived. We have spent a lot of money on this. Money, money, money. So you get into, because one of the things, and it's not deniable, when we talk about homeless, again, the mental health is used quite a bit. Okay, and again, the question I asked last hour was, well, is it mental health due to the abuse of drugs or alcohol for most of their life? Is that led to mental health? So again, you know me, self-inflicted, as opposed to somebody through circumstances beyond their doing. That's just what the cards that life dealt them. To me, there is a difference. But when you, it seems to me anyway that within the last X amount of years, we have heard mental illness mentioned a lot more. When people go south, do stupid things, et cetera, more than any point in that I can recall in my lifetime, particularly in this business, when I hear of news stories and things and, bad, good, and whatever, but for, about 42, 43 years. So it's been a huge part of my life. And it has increased as far as the mental health popping up. So why is that? And again, we've had more programs in this country for people of all ailments over the course of time. And we seem to keep increasing these programs. And these problems seem to be getting worse. That's pretty amazing, isn't it? We have these experts and these caring people in these fields, and yet these conditions and problems continue to get worse. And of course, it's at our expense. So some of the things is you get, once again, back into the social media with the increasing, particularly in the last 5 to 10 years, the heightened digital dependency. And this correlates with reduced face-to-face social interaction. Lasting impacts from the COVID-19 pandemic. Once again, something inflicted by the government. So these combined, it raises the anxiety and it contributes to stress and mental health issues. Now, mental health issues probably covers a pretty broad spectrum, I would imagine. So anyway, those are some of the things. And then the question comes up, because we've mentioned it, these cottage industry. And what I looked up today is homelessness is increasingly described as an industry or complex due to the billions in public funding, driving massive permanent sector of nonprofit contractors and service providers rather than solving the crisis. While intended to provide aid, this system often relies on continued homelessness for funding. Bingo. Bingo, bingo, bingo. This really needs to be looked into a lot more. And again, at some point, like in many things in the United States of America, it's nice to have some compassion and so forth and pat yourself on the back and put your little bumper sticker on the car and let the rest of us know that you're a good person. But at some point, we need to say, that's it. A lot of people are going to hit bottom, and now we got to, you know, regroup ourselves, regroup as a country. All the money. Hi, good morning.
Hello, good morning. How are you doing? I've been listening for a while.
Okay, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, I know. I think a key word that could be added to just complement what you already know and say is excessive services.
Explain exactly what you mean.
So, let's say somebody is nearing homelessness and they're already housed. There's multiple agencies and services being provided just to reduce their risk of being homeless. And then when they are relieved of that concern through rental assistance, it's just a Band-Aid probably 80% of the time. You're throwing money at something that is inevitably going to happen. And another thing about excessive services is that the gentleman that called in earlier and said that when these people are, you know, relieved of their homelessness, there'll be more people that follow. Well, actually, in San Luis County, it's the same cycle of people getting housed, unhoused, getting housed, unhoused. And it's just a reoccurring event. And ultimately, another concerning part is that these people who we love and care about and are concerned about, aside from too much money being thrown at them and too many services, it's kind of like, get in while you can fit in, and we're going to bill the hell out of Medi-Cal. And then here's the thing, like, once they are back at the doorstep of the whatever service provider there is, CAT team or homeless services or the police even, they start to demand services. I need housing. House me, you know, and it's just sort of entitlement ensues. And they're, I think the good old-fashioned, like, you made your bed, now lay in it, is to some degree effective. And then, but in other situations, there are homelessness, people who are vulnerable with severe mental health issues and really shouldn't be out in the riverbed amongst men and women that are, you know, under the influence of a lot of drugs and making impulsive decisions. There are elderly people who have serious health problems and need medications, and they're not really attaining them. But ultimately, aside from people that have, like, issues that are born at birth, and I think they need to be saved immediately.
Okay.
A lot of these people bring their issues upon themselves.
All right, sir. Well stated. We're up against the clock, but I appreciate your phone call very much. All right, thanks. And, many people refer to what he said the same as the frequent flyers.
Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant. From yesterday's rain, the County Environmental Health Department has issued a reminder to the public to avoid ocean water contact in at least 3 days following significant rainstorms. Runoff from storms can carry bacteria that can cause skin, respiratory, and intestinal problems. City of Atascadero's 10th Annual Tamale Festival will be held in the Sunken Gardens in downtown area next weekend. Festival starts on Friday, May 1st from 5 to 9 p.m., then continues Saturday, May 2nd with more festivities, 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the upper 60s. It's 46 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Jackie's China Gourmet Restaurant.
Eric in for Karen this afternoon. Sound off 12:30 till 2. First up will be Danielle Goodrow Nichols, the president of the Paso Robles Republican Women's Federated, and then a discussion about the proposed water tax. Enjoy that. Enjoy your day. Thank you very much for everything. Continue to support local friends and neighbors, the moms and pops, small business. Keep that cash local. And continue to live as free Americans. This hour of the Morning Exchange was brought to you by North County Septic Service, number one in the number two business.
Where the North County comes to talk. AM 1230 KPRL. Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 9 o'clock.